With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Washington State University's new honeybee and pollinator research, extension, and education facility in Othello is now open for business. WSU Department of Entomology Chair Laura Levine says their research will cover a lot of territory, including the fact that all kinds of pollinators have been losing habitat and declining in numbers.
Honeybees are managed, and they have experienced also a decline in suitable foraging habitat, as well as a whole suite of diseases, particularly the varroa mite.
Levine says varroa mites not only decimate honeybee populations, but spread virus and disease.
The colony collapse disorder is really a collection, particularly for honeybees, a collection of problems that all seem to have come to a head in the perfect storm. And the varroa mite is kind of a linchpin pest in this situation.
The varroa mite, Levine says, is a large parasite, as parasites go.
It's a parasite that lives inside the hive. If you yourself, as a human, had a varroa mite on you, it would be the size of a chicken. You would be carrying around a chicken feeding on you. That's the analogy that's used. It makes it much more real to me to use that analogy.
But Levine says another huge concern is the giant Asian hornet.
You should definitely check out the Washington State Department of Ag website and pest information about the giant Asian hornet. It can decimate thousands of bees. It just rips the heads off.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the giant Asian hornet. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.